That's what's being addressed right now by the state legislature. We need to have a level of pension benefits that is equal to or similar to what's going on around us in the region. Right now, we're the outlier on the graph. Our pension benefit, because of that any age and the compounded guaranteed cost of living, puts us about 50% higher as a level of benefit than any other state around us. So when groups say that they're being unfairly attacked, the issue isn't that. The issue is that over the last 50 or 60 years, the benefit has been changed to make it much more advantageous to one side of the equation, the employee, and much different and much more of a burden to the employer slash taxpayer. Why is the taxpayer paying right now close to $400 million a year into the pension plan? This is the taxpayer, not the employees. And that's double the amount than what the employees are putting in. Why is that? Let me explain this concept. For some of you, this may be something that you understand very fully, but for most people I find it's not something that they've spent any time looking at. The reason why the taxpayers are putting so much in, and again, taxpayers, not the employees, taxpayers, is because the government accounting rules call on us to say what our unfunded pension liability is. And the rating agencies want that number to be as small as possible, because the less you blow out into the future, the stronger your financial house is. So the states will then go on a 30-year plan to fully fund their pension system. Some of you in the private sector, if you have the same problem, you have to fully fund it in 10 years. Very difficult. But in the government sector, you can make a few options. Even if you say, we're not going to fund it at all. We don't care how much we owe for future pensions. We'll let the well run dry. We'll just let the taxpayers come up with the money every year going forward. Rhode Island's not doing that. What Rhode Island is doing is saying, we'll follow the strongest financial management practice and we'll put in the actuarially required contribution every year so that over a 30-year period, we'll have a fully funded plan. That's what the financial world wants us to do. And we've been doing that. We're 10 years in to a 30-year plan. So it's just like paying off your house, your mortgage. You have a 30-year mortgage, put yourself here for 10 years.